Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
But right now, I want to welcome in my guest, Jenny Beth Martin, joining me this morning from Tea Party Patriots and talking about how doctors are getting involved in this push to reopen businesses. Jenny Beth, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me, Mark.
Yeah, good to get you on here. You took part in a conference call with some doctors across the country on Tuesday. What was that all about?
Well, I have been working with Dr. Simone Gold, who is in Los Angeles and is a doctor, an emergency room doctor, and a Stanford-educated attorney. She put a letter together to send to President Trump, has over 500 signatures on the letter, had over 500 signatures on the letter in less than 24 hours of doctors around the country who are saying that there are health consequences to the lockdowns, that patients are dying of other things because of the lockdowns. And she's talked to me a lot about how an elective procedure becomes critical in an emergency and a life-threatening procedure if it's not treated early on. I've heard from doctors who are saying that cancer diagnosis is waiting around the country. People aren't going to get checked for breast cancer or other kinds of cancer, and their treatments have been delayed now by months because either they are afraid to go to the doctor at this point, or the elective procedures were shut down and they couldn't get anything scheduled.
Yeah, well, how about that? I mean, the cure being worse than the disease. There's evidence of it right there. We saw one of our local health systems here a week or two ago announce a couple thousand layoffs in their health system because their employees at these hospitals that we were told would be overrun with patients and have more work than they could do don't have enough work right now.
Yeah, I've heard that from doctors all over the country, and I've been hearing that for several years. Actually, I've been hearing that since April, that the emergency rooms are empty, that the hospitals are not making enough money because they're not doing what they normally do, that they face bankruptcy. Doctors and the entire hospital staff, for that matter, have had their pay cut by 20%. Furloughs are happening. I've heard that from North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, California, Texas, and even in Tennessee and Indiana, I've heard it. It is happening all over this entire country. And if you Google the Mayo Clinic, you're going to see so many layoffs that they have done. They're one of the premier health hospitals in the country, and yet right. They're laying off thousands of people.
Yeah. Jenny Beth Martin is my guest from Tea Party Patriots. We see this all over the place, Jenny Beth, but particularly here, we're in St. Louis, and just to our east in the great state of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, the governor, doesn't want any difference in how this is treated between Chicago, where they have a problem, and downstate Illinois, where they don't. And you've got businesses down here that are daily looking at the threat of never being able to reopen because of these policies.
Yes, and I think that many people don't quite understand that these businesses may never reopen, and that means that if it is a healthcare facility, a local doctor's office, a dentist, you may not be able to go back to see the same doctors who you had before these lockdowns happened, and it's happening to all kinds of businesses as well.
Well, it's amazing that they can get away with this. Jenny Beth, how can people find out more about the Tea Party Patriots?
Go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you, Mark.
You bet.
Get more at 971talk.com.